It's time for Medical Monday, brought to you in the interest of your health by Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Yes, it is time for Medical Monday, and this week we are we're talking a little bit of back to school. I know school's already back in, but let's talk college student health. Want to welcome to the show Dr. Enrique Andrade Rondon. Dr. Andrade, good morning. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right.
Andrade. Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You're an internal medicine physician with Our Lady of the Lake Physician Group at the Capitol Heights Clinic on Government Street. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. Let's start off with partnering with Baton Rouge Community College because, well, you're right around the corner from there, basically. But the aim, of course, is to improve the health and well-being of that population. You recently attended a back-to-school event for students. Tell us a little bit more about your involvement and a little bit more about the event.
Yeah, so actually there was two events. The first one was pretty much orientation for students, and it was just a quick talk so we could offer our services here, like you said, just down the street from the school, and letting them know that we do have a partnership and we do have a direct line for students, so it's easier for them to schedule and kind of be a little bit more proactive about their health without those long waits and phone calls. And then we also attended a Saturday morning for physicals for sports medicine. So we kind of did a orthopedic, cardiovascular, EKG, just a thorough examination, so to make sure that they're ready back to get to their sports and their games as soon as possible.
Dr. Andrade, how hard is it to get through to 18 to 21-year-olds that their health is important too?
So it is quite a challenge. Of course, they are usually, for the most part, very healthy. So it's all about promoting preventive medicine, mm-hmm, and stay on top of things before you actually need something. And of course, there are sick visits, and there are things that will just come up, and trying to reach them and make sure that they make sure that both their physical and their mental health is important.
So what health care is the most important? You mentioned preventative care, to be sure, but let's go a little bit deeper, a little more detailed. What health care is most important to college students?
Right. So like I said, preventive. Preventive medicine is the most important for them. So making sure that if they do have a chronic medical condition, an underlying medical condition, be it a simple condition or not, stay on top of it, have regular checkups, prevent any exacerbations or any worsening episodes so they can stay on top of their things, their activities, their responsibilities, and that doesn't affect their performance at school.
Dr. Enrique Andrade is our guest. We're talking a little back to school, a little college back to school health and a recent partnership with BRCC. Doc, I know when it comes, so I'm 46-year-old dude, like I got to be paying attention to my blood pressure and my heart health and all that. What factors most impact the health of a college student?
So I would say the thing that most impacts college students would be their mental health. Of course, this is a period where they're under a lot of stress. So most of these students, of course, are going to be from Baton Rouge, but not only you have to take into account the stress of their responsibilities and their school performance, but some of these students are from out of town. They're coming to adapt to a new city, adapt to new friends, adapt to being without their families. So with all that in the mix, mental health, of course, is going to be the most important part.
And how does the mental health translate into physical ramifications? For example, creating bad habits and the like.
Right. So very important, of course. So it's a challenging thing both for them and for us as a physician, because for somebody that has never dealt with depression or somebody that has never dealt with generalized anxiety, the most important part is recognizing that, right, and making sure that you are aware that you are suffering from it, and you might see it in others and say, okay, I mean, that's not me. But then usually you see it when it starts affecting your performance. And early screening, it's why it's so important. And that comes as a part of that annual physical and that part of being established care with a primary care physician, because we make sure that we do have screening and we recognize those signs as soon as possible.
We're a couple minutes into the interview, and I haven't even gotten around to binge drinking yet. When it comes to college students, I would imagine that's a topic that comes up more than once.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I said we're a good chunk into the interview, and I haven't even gotten around to binge drinking yet. I would imagine with college students, that's a topic that comes up more often than not.
Right. It is. It is very important. And, of course, early intervention and making sure that you do have a primary care physician comes very important because even though us as a primary care physician might not help in every single aspect of your health care, we might be able to be that first contact and redirect you and give you the resources that you need to make sure we address every part of it and to get you back to your school activities and to your right performance as soon as possible.
Dr. Andrade, I want to ask you about, you mentioned a primary care physician. I know a lot of kids going into college don't yet have their own primary care physician. A couple questions on that. Number one, how do you know when it's time to like stop leaning on where you went to growing up? And number two, when you're in college, you're not, I mean, you're kind of in a transition period into adulthood. You haven't really planted your roots yet. So let's talk about developing that primary care physician relationship.
Right. So one thing that it's important for college students to remember and to understand is that, yes, you can do your health care on an urgent care basis because you're pretty much you're very healthy and you only have a few sick visits. But when you do establish care with a primary care physician, that first appointment is usually a little bit longer of an appointment where you can go a little bit deeper into your medical history, your family history, and your background, which is things that usually don't happen at an urgent care basis. Now, when you do have that information on the table, you can make sure as a primary care physician and as a healthcare specialist that you provide a comprehensive care. And that's where internal medicine and family medicine also are good because you do very much integration of all their systems, all their background, and do a comprehensive care that sometimes on an urgent care basis, you cannot. You don't have the time and you don't have the information to go in depth.
We're talking with Dr. Enrique Andrade from Our Lady of the Lake. He's an internal medicine physician with Our Lady of the Lake's physician group at their Capitol Heights Clinic, which is on Government Street. Okay, Dr. Andrade, let's walk down that path for just a second. So you've got the college kid. They've established, they've come in to see you as their primary care physician. They come to your office. What are you looking for and what do you tell them? Like, how is the relationship built?
Right. So the first thing is, like I said, going through their background, asking them, do they have any medical conditions, either chronic or something that's been going on since they started school, making sure that they are up to date with their vaccination regimen. Yeah. And one thing I like to do, and this is where I think it's good for engaging that patient, is trying to make that transition where they don't depend on their parents to know what medical conditions they have, what medications they take, and help them take care and kind of grab responsibility of their own health care and know themselves.
Where can folks go if they want to learn more?
What is that?
Where can folks go if they want to learn more, if they're seeking out a primary care physician? Where do they turn?
One more time. I'm sorry.
No, all good. If students or parents are listening right now, how can they find a primary care physician?
Oh, yes, of course. So through the lake, we do have a scheduling service and a call service where we have special people just taking care of these calls, making sure they screen every patient that calls, direct them to the right person, either by age, by coverage, and then especially for Baton Rouge Community College, like I said, we do have a direct line. All this information is they can find in their student center, and they can call directly to our clinic, and we can schedule that appointment. And if it's something that we are not able to take care of, make sure we give them the resources and redirect them to the right place.
He is Dr. Enrique Andrade from Our Lady of the Lake over there in Capitol Heights. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. 7:25 at Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. We bring you Medical Monday, which is presented by Our Lady of the Lake every single Monday, tackling a different area, a different aspect when it comes to your health and mine.